Natural Way, everybody. This is the show that exposes the chemical pushers, the environmental thugs, and the certified organophobes. Here to lead you for another hour of common sense gardening, the Doctor of Dirt, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. Telephone number is 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. 866-444-3478. A couple of things about my appearances, and then we'll go back to the phone lines of Doris. Well, no, we won't. I said I was going to talk to Doris first, and I'm going to keep my word. Doris, what can I do for you? What's up?
Good morning, Howard. Is it too early to plant fruit trees, basically like peaches and plums and that sort of thing?
No, not at all. In fact, we're getting a little late because of this crazy warm weather, Doris, and their buds are swelling, and they're trying to leaf out. So planting, and I know the nurseries, the garden centers aren't always ready for this, but it's actually the best planting time to plant in the fall. So you get a little bit of root growth through the winter, and then when spring hits, they'll take off like they've been there for a while. So you're still okay to plant, but I'd go ahead and get it done as soon as possible. If you wait too much longer after they've leafed out, they'll live, but they're going to limp along this first growing season and not do very well for you until next year.
Okay. Is there any place in the Dallas-Fort Worth area that you would recommend to purchase these trees?
No, I don't. I don't go to all the places, and I don't know who has the good quality stuff. I'll tell you this, though, and it's been my experience on the garden centers I've gone into, and just my experience in this industry through the many years, and it's worse today than ever. Everybody's trees, with the exception of a few people that have been listening and talking to me and actually working on getting the excess soil off the top of the trees, but in general, whether you go to a big box store or you go to a small independent store, most of the fruit trees will be far too deep in the container. Mm-hmm. Whether it's ball and burlap or in a container of a plastic pot or what. So the first step is to get that soil, that excess soil, off the top and establish where the crown is, where the flare, the first real roots are, not adventitious fake roots that are growing out of the trunk, are, and set that at the proper grade.
Okay. Yeah.
You'll just have to look around, shop around. Yeah, you can find good stuff at any of the stores. You can find bad stuff at any of the stores.
I'm going to start looking around today.
All right, good luck. Talk to you later.
Thank you, Howard.
Thank you. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Appearances coming up. I got a couple in the near future. One is going to be, and by the way, this relates to a product I was going to tell you about. The Horizon Company is a distribution company, and we've really had a good experience with them and them trying to get the products out there into the retail stores better. They're doing a great job of handling all the stuff that I recommend, and then some. They distribute all kinds of things, big company. But they are working to help us set up Dirt Doctor destination kind of places where you can go to certain stores and not be frustrated that they don't have the kind of things that you hear me talking about here on the show and that work so well. And the first one of those appearances, we're going to do appearances at some of those stores. The first one is coming up March the 16th. For those of you in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, it'll be in Denton at D&L Farm and Home Store. And it'll be a great place to see how that's going to work, and other people around the country hopefully will take advantage of that same thing, being able to get the products through this company called Horizon. The other one is Saturday, March the 16th, and I'll be speaking there, appearing at 10 o'clock, 10 till noon, doing a short talk and then just answering questions and talking about the products and everything. And then I'll be doing a presentation, and there'll be a big plant sale. It's a garden show that's coming up. I went to it for the first time last year, and it's in Mount Pleasant, Texas, over in my old stomping grounds. I'm from Pittsburgh, about 10 miles away. But the Cypress Basin Plant Sale and Garden Show, it's Saturday, March the 23rd, and I'm speaking 1 till 2:30. It's a talk and book signing and answering questions and all that. So look forward to seeing any of you that are able to come to Mount Pleasant for that one. And then we'll put the additional talks and these events that we have to set up the products and make it easy for folks to get as we go. There's several others that have been scheduled and haven't been confirmed, but we'll put all those on the website for you as soon as they are confirmed. Just look under appearances, the button, the word appearances on dirtdoctor.com. Now, kind of related to that, I was going to tell you a little story about my swimming pool that I think will be helpful to you. I ran into something at a store that sells swimming pool products a month or two ago. I mentioned it on the show, and what if you missed it, what it was that the Leslie's Pool, swimming pool people, and there may be other stores. Hopefully there's going to be a whole bunch more stores that have this. But anyway, this is the first time I ran into it. They had hydrogen peroxide, 27% hydrogen peroxide in the shelf. And I was surprised about it because in the past we've recommended the strong hydrogen peroxide for various kinds of things, algae control and ponds and swimming pools and various kinds of things. And people have had a hard time finding it. They've had to buy it online. And it's difficult to do because when you're buying 27 to 30% hydrogen peroxide, it has to be handled very carefully. It, in that concentration, is a little dangerous. It can burn you. And especially if you splashed it in your eyes or in your face or something. But the product that's called Aqua Silk is on the market. This Horizon Distribution Company handles it. And we're delighted about that because it's going to be able to be now available in the retail stores out there. If your retail store is interested in all, they can contact us or they can contact Horizon and get the product. Hydrogen peroxide at 20%. Now, here's how I used it at the house just to make sure that I was on the right track. I thought I was, but I confirmed it just recently. We have a salt system in our swimming pool. It's a small swimming pool. It was built a long time ago, and it was one of the first ones that the Lambert Landscape Company, I think, built it years and years ago over in the Lakewood area of Dallas. And it's a funny little kidney-shaped pool, and we've redone it a couple of times and made a major redo this last time. Doesn't have it had a diving board on it originally, but it shouldn't have because it wasn't deep enough to be safe. So we took the diving board out, and now it's just a little lap pool and a pretty thing to spend a lot of our money maintaining it. But in the wintertime, the salt system, which I love, by the way, in the summertime, it's absolutely the most wonderful thing you can have because the salt turning into chlorine the way it does, it's just a different chemistry. It's a different feel. It's good for your skin. It feels good. It feels softer. You don't get stuffed up. You don't get sinus problems when you're swimming in the salt-based swimming pool. And in the summertime and in warm weather, spring, summer, and fall, it controls algae and everything just beautifully. You have to do the other minor kind of things, adjust the pH and all that like you do with any swimming pools. But for the most part, the salt takes care of things until it gets cold. And we learned this a few years ago. When it gets cold, the salt doesn't convert to the chlorine effectively. And you start getting green showing up in your pool. Well, I didn't even know it, but my pool guy was doing a little, this came up first a few years ago, he was shocking the pool a little bit with regular chemical chlorine, the what most everybody else uses. Well, we weren't swimming that much in the cold. We don't have a heater on the pool. We weren't swimming, you know, really at all once that starts happening. So I didn't notice that it was being done. Well, we had a conversation about that, and we agreed not to put any more shock in there and to try out this peroxide. And I've got a report for you about how it worked. And I will give that to you when we come back. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number, if you want to jump on here, is 866-444-3478. I'll be back with you right after this. Espoma Organic Garden Tone is not your garden variety fertilizer. It's a specially blended product for vegetable gardens with a rich, all-natural blend that nourishes your plants and helps grow healthy, mouth-watering vegetables. It's simple to use and safe for the family and pets with no harmful chemicals or synthetic fertilizers ever added. Best of all, Espoma products are effective for your organic production. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Garden Tone from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
Experience the healing revolution and get away from sickness, pharmaceuticals, pain, and poor health. Before you operate or medicate, now you can regenerate your body with Infinity Stem Cells to activate your body's natural healing ability. It's simple, safe, effective, affordable. Book your free consultation now by calling Achieve Vitality at 469-600-8794. That's 469-600-8794, or go to AchieveVitality.net.
Azomite is a naturally occurring organic soil amendment for improving root systems, plant vigor, and crop quality. Azomite is easy to blend with other fertilizers to create a complete soil feeding program. Add Azomite on your garden, lawn, ornamentals, and trees, from planting to maturity. It comes in a variety of grades. Azomite can also be added to animal feed for chickens, livestock, or horses. Order Azomite by calling Mike at 301-219-7540 or going to azomite.com/results. That's 301-219-7540 or azomite.com/results.
When various pains slow you down, you should reach for real-time pain relief. It's non-greasy, relieves pain in minutes, smells great, and contains no harmful chemicals, GMOs, parabens, or SLS. Ask for it at your favorite store. You can also order it today and receive a free $10 tube with your purchase of $10 or more by texting DIRT to 90407, calling 877-787-7180, or going to rtpr.com and using the promo code DIRT.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer, or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy,
controls your allergy sensitivities and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Okay, Howard, back with you. Let me give you the short hand answer on my story, and then I'll talk to some callers and get caught up, and then I'll come back and give you the more detail I think some of you will be interested in related stories. The bottom line was I put a gallon of this 27% hydrogen peroxide in my pool after we stopped the shocking and algae started growing in the pool, you know, because in the cold weather, the salt system doesn't convert to chlorine as well. And the algae was showing up all the way through the pool bottom quite a bit. And I think everybody was a little skeptical. Judy and our maintenance fella has been with us for a long time as well. I put the 1 gallon in. I thought the 1 gallon wouldn't do anything because in the past I'd used 5 gallons. So I put the 1 gallon in. Within 2 days, it was completely clean. And then we get more details like I should have done in the beginning that 1 gallon is plenty for, you know, 1,000 gallons of water. And then after that, it's small amounts to keep it under control. So those of you, whether you have a salt system or not, if you want to try to get away from using the harsh chemicals, chlorine and all that smell so terrible and are bad for your skin and your sinus problems and everything else, the hydrogen peroxide that I'm talking about maybe the answer, probably is. And I'll give you a little bit more detail on that in a minute. But right now, let's talk to Carol in Humble, Texas. Hello, Carol.
Good morning. Hi. I've just begun the third year of quarterly application of Barricade, but there's been little to no improvement with the nettle and the weed that has a little yellow flower that turns into a little red ball. And that's my major weeds out there, and they seem to be just spreading throughout the yard. So what's going wrong with the Barricade?
What is Barricade?
That is a pre-emergent herbicide that I've put out.
Okay, it's a chemical.
Every 3 months.
A chemical herbicide.
Yeah, but I thought I got that recommendation from you. Am I wrong about that?
Yeah, you're real wrong about that. I don't recommend any toxic chemicals at all.
Okay.
All I can tell you is that there's nothing you can do pre-emergent-wise now. If it didn't work, it didn't work. That means that whether you were using a chemical or a natural organic product like I recommend, the corn gluten meal, you have to have the proper timing. You have to put it out prior to the seed germinating. You see what I mean?
Right.
Once it's germinating and growing,
it doesn't do any good. 4 times a year.
What you can do now is what I talked about early in the show. You can use the contact killers, and of course, in that category, I don't recommend toxic chemicals either. I recommend the organic ones, and the organic ones are things like Pure Grow, which is a cinnamon and clove product. BioSafe is a fatty acid product, and 20% vinegar, which about four different manufacturers make, is the other one. Those are contact killing sprays. They're not pre-emergence, but right now you can spray and kill with those if you need to kill some weeds.
Okay. It's Pure Grow, and the other one is BioSafe?
BioSafe is a fatty acid. Pure Grow is the one I'm the most impressed with, to be honest with you. It just smells great, and it's very effective. So it's new. You'll have to buy it online or get your local stores to bring it in. This distributor I've been talking about that's going to have these events with me and everything, they're handling the entire line. So we're going to be able to load the pipeline out there pretty well. But I assume Barricade's a chemical product. I'm not familiar with it, and it's not anything I would
believe it is.
Recommend. And one of the reasons is that they, you know, don't work all that well besides being toxic in a lot of cases. So give the natural organic stuff a try and see how you like it.
Yeah, I'll do that. I sure was misled. I'm sorry. I don't know where I got the information, but it was and I don't do chemicals, but I for some reason I had Barricade stuck in my mind to use that, and it has not worked. 3 years, no.
Well, there could be, Carol, a corn gluten meal product called Barricade. But I'm not familiar with it. And if it is, you know, I stand corrected. But I'll look it up here in a little bit and see what it was, and we'll get it straightened out. Okay. Give the other things a try, and let's see if we can't get it under control.
I appreciate that. Goodbye.
Okay, thank you. Bye bye. Let's go to Tommy in Meridian, Texas, and chat. Hello, Tommy.
Good morning there, Mr. Garrett.
What's up?
I had a question I was going to give you and let you comment on it.
All right.
I lived on a farm all my life, and we've had army worms really, really bad 2 years of those years I've been on the farm. And last year was one of them. And I have to watch for wasp nests when I go in chicken houses and sheds and barns. And I never seen a single yellow jacket nest all summer last year. Then in the fall, we was eat up with army worms bad.
Mm-hmm.
I just wondered if you had ever heard that.
Well, army worms can be bad. They were worse. They were the worst last year that I've ever heard since I've been in this business. They can be killed with the essential oil products. They can be killed with BT products, the Bacillus thuringiensis. They can be prevented with the trichogramma wasps that I recommend everybody put out here in the spring. And if you had them bad last year, you probably will have them bad again this year. So putting out the beneficial nematodes would be something that I highly recommend. I'm going to put you on hold if you had something else, because I got to run. The birds are flying in on me here. If you have something else, we'll chat. A telephone number for others is 866-444-3478. The website is dirtdoctor.com, and we will talk more right after this.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping and delicious healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast-to-coast and border-to-border. You can learn about these top-rated books by clicking on the Howard's Books button on the top of the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. That's DirtDoctor.com.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs.
They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
The Medina Corporation, led by the Stuart Frankie family, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and many soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator stimulates the soil biology and plant roots. And all the Medina products help all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. The Medina products help you spend your money wisely, increasing production while improving the environment. All Medina products are free of toxic chemicals, including the commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus. For the proper care of your lawn and gardens, Medina is the choice. Conveniently available at many hardware, nursery, and feed stores, Medina Natural Organic Products are a Dirt Doctor recommendation. 50 years young and still environmentally friendly, it's MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And let's see who is next up. I believe it's Tommy in Meridian. Hello, Tommy.
Yeah, I didn't get finished with my question on the...
What? Yeah, yellow, what else did you have?
The yellow jacket that I spoke of.
Mm-hmm.
You think he might have been the reason why we had army worms? Because there wasn't any in last year. And nope. I don't know anything about that Trypogramma wasp. I don't know that I ever seen one.
Well, you probably haven't because they're microscopic. It's a beneficial that we release. You buy from insectaries or garden centers or feed stores that sell organic products. And when you buy them, they come on little one-inch squares or on strips, and it looks like sandpaper. And that sandpaper, all those little bumps on the sandpaper-looking material are eggs, moth eggs, and inside the moth egg is the Trichogramma wasp. You simply hang them outside, and they emerge, and they control the caterpillars. That's why I was saying early in the show that I recommend everybody put them out. They're very inexpensive to do compared to the benefit that you get from them. And last year was really bad on the worms, the army worms, and the Trichogramma wasp release would really help a whole lot to not have that problem again this year.
But don't you think the yellow jacket might help do the same thing?
Well, they'll help, but you need a lot of yellow jackets. What the yellow jacket does, and the red wasp as well, on worms like that, they will they'll attack and parasitize. Well, the
some of the little wasps, not the yellow jackets, but some of the wasps will actually attack and parasitize the worms and kill them so that they don't produce any more offspring. The yellow jackets and the red wasps will actually eat and harvest the worms and take it back to their young in their nests. But you'd have to have an awful lot of them for that to do much good if you have a huge outbreak of army worms like we had last year. You see what I mean? The trichogramma wasp would be a lot better way to go. If you had a lot of yellow jackets, it's definitely going to help, but I don't think it's going to eliminate the problem.
It sure did. Not having them sure did give us a bunch of army worms. That's all I know.
It could have been related. You're thinking right. The wasps are definitely beneficial, but that's exactly why I recommend the little trichogramma wasp, is that they're much, much more efficient at controlling the caterpillars than yellow jackets and red wasps are.
You say they're so small you can't see them, right?
You can see them if you got really good eyes. They'll look like little black particles of dust if you had them on a white piece of paper. They're that small.
Yeah.
Give it a shot. All right.
Thanks, sir.
I appreciate the call. Yeah, that's one reason I recommend those wonderful beneficials, the trichogramma wasps and the beneficial nematodes also help. Here's Janie in Los Angeles. Hello, Janie.
Hi, Howard. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks for calling.
Well, we're freezing here.
We've got very mild weather here. It's crazy across the country, isn't it?
Well, actually, it's not as bad as the rest of the country, but for us, it's very cold. But here's my question. I have a wonderful heirloom tangerine that unfortunately is dying, and there's nothing we can do to save it. But I wanted to grab some pieces off of it onto a good rootstock, and I wanted to ask you, what would you recommend?
Okay, good question. I assume, since you're in California, you got this tangerine in the ground.
Oh, yeah, this tree's probably 40 years old.
Okay. Why is it going downhill so bad? What happened?
It has armorilla. And I called you about that probably more than a year and a half ago, and you had to look it up, and it's a disease that just can't be stopped.
Well, I don't agree with that. Did you expose the base and do the overall organic program, the sick tree tree? Okay.
We did that.
Send me a picture of it, and be sure and take a picture of the base right at the ground.
Okay.
And I'll have some comments probably on that for you that might surprise you a little bit. The other thing on taking cuttings, you're at the point now where I recommend giving yourself the best odds you can. And what that means is taking cuttings at a couple of different times, starting right now. Take 8 to 10 inch cuttings right now. Put some of your own saliva on the cuts. Plunge them into either vermiculite or perlite, or what I like the best, just an organic potting soil that's made from compost and the materials that I recommend. Then we'll do it again. Your temperature is such. Have you already had flowering for this? This season?
No.
No flowering yet? Okay, what I want you to do is do it right now. Do cuttings now, and then as the buds swell, which should be right away, and before the flowers burst open, do a second round of cuttings.
Okay.
And then do a third round of cuttings in the early summer, late spring, early summer, after the foliage has emerged and come out and hardened off. The new growth is not still real soft and flexible, but it has hardened off to a degree, and let's do some cuttings at that point. You'll get rooting maybe with all three of those. The one where you've got a pink bud before the buds have opened would be my guess to be the most productive for you. But if you do all three, that's going to give you the best odds of having a success. That's my angle there.
All right. So how far should that cutting go into the soil? How deep?
You just have to plunge it into the potting soil of the perlite deep enough for it to stand up, to hold up.
Okay.
And keep it moist, mist it. If you cover it and create a greenhouse situation with some plastic or something to keep the humidity high, that's good. If not, just mist it every day and make sure the medium is kept moist, and you should have success. But send me some pictures of it.
I will.
I don't believe there's any disease out there that we can't figure out a cure for with the citrate treatment and the exposure of the flare. The flare being exposed dramatically is the key to success. But send me a picture of it, and we'll kind of go from there. I'm dealing with a couple of friends of mine that have sent me pictures of trees right now in other parts of the country, and it's the same wherever you are.
All right. One quick question. I have pincushion, the little flower. I have it around my property.
Uh-huh.
But it has powdery mildew. Would it benefit if I put the cornmeal in the soil, or do I just have to spray it from the top?
Both. Put a little, work a little cornmeal into the soil, and then put into, since this is very small, you could put like a couple tablespoons in a gallon of whole ground cornmeal. You know, slosh it around, let it sit for a while, and then maybe a day or so. You don't need to leave it, you know, for a week or anything like that. Strain out the solids and put it in a little quart, a hand misting bottle, and just, you know, a little spritzing on the plant and on the soil in addition to the cornmeal in the ground. I'll take care of the problem without any trouble at all.
Thank you, Howard.
I appreciate the call. Send me the pictures to info@dirtdoctor.com, okay?
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you. And anybody can do the same. And as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, we're in the process of doing a new book. It's going to be thumbnails and identification of various insect and disease problems. Maybe add weeds to it too. But the thumbnails will identify what you have. Out beside it will explain it, and then under it will be control. Just very, very short and simple way for you to control your pests that pop up. And what we would like to ask of everybody is to send us shots anytime you run into something that is a discoloration, something eating a plant, you know, something has pierced it and it's starting to decay, whatever it is. Send us pictures of that, and we will add it to the database of this entry on the website and or book, whatever it ends up being for you. And you can send those pictures anytime to info@dirtdoctor.com. If you do the Ask Howard part of the website, which a lot of people do, you can attach photographs there as well. Some people tell me that they couldn't figure out how to do it. I probably wouldn't be able to figure out how to do it, but I think that's pretty simple as well. But if that does not work, just send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com with the photograph attached, and we'd appreciate that. Telephone number, and we got open lines for you all of a sudden here at 866-444-3478. Let me go back and fill in on my little story about the hydrogen peroxide and the fact that there's now a 20% hydrogen peroxide available, and I'm delighted about that. It's called Aqua Silk. Comes in gallon containers. The price is pretty good. It's an amazing tool for you to have to take care of algae in a swimming pool in the winter. If you have algae popping up, or if you have algae popping up anytime, it'll help you. But if you have a salt system like I do, you have some difficulties when the water gets cold. And you can use the hydrogen peroxide instead of chemical chlorine shocks. Also, excuse me, I've used hydrogen peroxide now for a long time in our koi pond and also in my aquarium at the office. And the way I do that is we've got, for you, rather than me trying to explain the numbers on the air or anything, I'll get it wrong probably for one thing, but we did a newsletter and an entry on dirtdoctor.com for all of the formulas using the different concentrations of hydrogen peroxide, whether it's 3% from the grocery store or it's 10% stronger stuff that you can sometimes find, or if it's the 27 to 33% that's the commercial grade, and how to dilute it, how what formulas to use and all that. It's the best thing for the pond, the koi pond, for string algae of anything you could possibly use. It also controls other algaes there as well. Does it hurt the fish? Not only does it not hurt the fish, it's good for the fish. I put a cap full of 3% from the grocery store hydrogen peroxide in my little aquarium at the office. Oh, every other time I feed them, and it keeps the algae way, way down on the aquarium. And the other little tip for you there is I'm not using goldfish or fancy fish I bought at a pet store. I'm using Gambusia, the mosquito fish that I dipped out of my koi pond in the backyard. And they're pretty little guys, and they're just doing beautifully. I really like it. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. I'll be back with you right after this.
Are you a gardener or farmer in need of organic insect and pest control? Pure Grows Bug Stop is a blend of natural plant oils that controls mites, scale, whiteflies, aphids, tent caterpillars, and beetles. Bug Stop delivers rapid knockdown and kill and is safe to use around plants, pets, people, and beneficial insects. Ask for Pure Grows Bug Stop in your favorite garden, feed, or hardware store. Learn more at puregrowusa.com or call 469-423-0712.
Spring into detox this spring and summer with RegActive Detox and Liver Health. Every day, your liver is hard at work detoxifying your body from such present-day health risks as environmental toxins, unhealthy food and beverages, and medications we take. How can you help your liver? For starters, increase your glutathione levels. Glutathione is the body's primary antioxidant and helps your liver detoxify. As we age, glutathione levels go down, making us all vulnerable to a buildup of toxins. RegActive Detox and Liver Health helps us rev up glutathione levels, assisting and supporting your liver to naturally cleanse and detoxify. Backed by over 20 years of published research, RegActive contains ME3, a patented probiotic proven to stimulate our body's own production of glutathione to help your liver maximize its detoxification process. Support your healthy liver today. Be proactive. Choose RegActive. RegActive Detox and Liver Health is available online and coming to fine natural products retailers nationwide.
When various pains slow you down, you should reach for real-time pain relief. It's non-greasy, relieves pain in minutes, smells great, and contains no harmful chemicals, GMOs, parabens, or SLS. Ask for it at your favorite store. You can also order it today and receive a free $10 tube with your purchase of $10 or more by texting DIRT to 90407, calling 877-787-7180, or going to rtpr.com and using the promo code DIRT.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
America, we've got your back for immune health this season. It seems that everyone you know has a cold or the flu. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are the number one natural therapy for boosting immune health at this time of the year. Why are probiotics so good? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has prided itself on purity in creating this certified vegetable vegetarian probiotic supplement, free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Natural, healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented for 3 years with 12 probiotic strains to create Dr. O'Hara's trademark postbiotic metabolite blend. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this cold and flu season. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available online as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers everywhere. Get them today.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Here's Kay in Grand Prairie, Texas. Hi, Kay.
Good morning. I have a question I've been wanting to ask you a while. We live in Texas, we have a piece of land in Missouri that's in the Ozarks, which are not very high. We're kind of at the top of a ridge, and it's very it's rocky type dirt. We haven't actually dug in it. But we want to put a building there, maybe a house. And right in the middle of where we want to put it, there's a beautiful stand of native dogwoods.
Okay.
There's about five or six of them. And there's also in the middle of that, I think it's a cedar, it's evergreen, you know, like a Christmas tree looking thing.
Uh-huh.
Somebody suggested that maybe when they're excavating or rearranging the land, that they could just take their earth-moving equipment and lift the whole clump up. But then I looked on the internet and I've read that they're hard to transplant. We don't want to lose them. They're beautiful in the spring, and we'd like to save them if at all possible. And I was wondering, is there any way we can do that where they'd have a better chance of surviving?
Well, a couple things. If you dig them up as a big clump with big equipment, if you had somebody that was really, really super good at doing that, and they could scoop it all up and not disturb it and put it back, you know, in place somewhere else, they'd probably live. But I don't know anybody that's that good with a front end loader or you know, some kind of a cat that could do that without disturbing the trees. You could give it a shot, but I think your chances are probably pretty low, Kay. What you'd have better luck with would be to move them at the right time. And the right time is going to be when they're completely dormant, which I would assume they still are right now, right?
I
don't know. Last time we were there was about a month ago, and they still were.
Yeah. Well, if they're still dormant, they haven't if the buds haven't swollen yet, that means they're coming out of dormancy, and it could be because that's the case here in the Dallas area. But if they're not swelling their buds yet, and especially if they haven't flowered yet, you might be able to bare root them and move them to a new place. The thing with dogwoods that makes them sensitive to transplant and everything is they tend to have root systems that go out as L's and have one root going way over here and one root way over here, and they don't have a real dense root system. You see what I mean? And it's it's difficult to get an earth ball on a dogwood. So bare rooting them is a better way to go, and do it in the dead dormancy, you know, of the winter, and keep them nice and moist. Try to dig as much. When you dig down and expose the roots, you'll see where the few roots are going this way and that way, and just try to get as many of the roots out as you can. Dig big, wide, ugly holes and move them to the new location as soon as you can, keeping them moist during the move. That sounds like a lot of trouble, but it's really about the only way you're going to have much success with dogwoods, moving them from a native situation like that.
Okay. All right. And then Garrett juice, right?
Well, Garrett juice in a very diluted way is good for any kind of transplants that you do. So, yeah, in this case, it would help a little bit. Just I would do it very diluted solution, not as full a strength as you would use to spray and do foliar feeding. At least half of that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Very diluted. Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Good luck. And if you send me a picture of it, I may see something else that I can give you a tip on other than what we talked about there. Just send it to info@dirtdoctor.com.
All righty. Thank you very much.
I appreciate the call.
Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, and the time for the ideal moving of a tree like that, a dogwood or any, would be after the fall color shows up on the plant. When the fall color shows up, whatever kind of plant it is, systems will have shut down. And that's when it's going to give you the most time period. You know, the moving in the fall, it's dormant when the fall color has already appeared. And it gives you the most time before it's going to start growing again. You'll get a little bit of growth of the root system in the winter, in the fall, even if you do it in the fall, and a little bit in the winter, and then in the spring, you're going to have the best chances of it taking off and doing well and not dying of the transplant shock. The problem with the dogwoods, the reason why they're as sensitive as they are, is that they tend to have not very thick root systems. It's just one root going out as an L almost, and it'll sometimes propagate itself and pop up and grow at another place. And so when you try to move that one that has popped up there, it just doesn't have much root system on it at all. So it's a real crapshoot when you start uncovering those roots, whether there's going to be enough root for you to be able to transplant it to a new place. Bare root in the dormancy, little bit of very diluted Garrett juice, keep it moist, get it moved to the new location as quickly as possible is the only way you have very good success. Well, that's the end of hour number two. We'll do another one for you and talk to you at 866-444-3478. Those of you holding, I'll get you right square away when I come back, and then we'll talk about some of the in-house garden I need to cover. Back after this.